Next is a report by Jerry Segundi, our liaison with the State Water Resources Control Board. Good morning, Mr. Segundi.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman.
What good news do you bring us?
Well, it's always nice to be here, especially in a non-contentious situation. So,
Stick around.
I don't think so, actually. For those of you that may be wondering, in terms of Los Osos, it is on the agenda for the State Board on December the 9th in terms of the State Revolving Fund, in terms of final action on that. And secondly, I suspect that whatever action is taken by the Regional Board may well get appealed to the State Board. I am here strictly as a member of the audience listening to public testimony, nothing more, nothing less. I have nothing to do with what's going on in terms of any potential ACL, and that should be fairly clear to everyone that's in here. We will have our own opportunity, I think, down the road. Enough on Los Osos. I have a feeling you'll be spending a good deal of today on that.
But could you just tell us what, when you say final action, what actually has been agendized?
We had given a proposal to the Community Services District of Los Osos to see whether or not they would accept those terms to continue to be able to be eligible for the $135 million loan. We received word that Los Osos rejected those terms on a 5-0 vote sometime last week. I don't remember the exact date. So this will simply be formal action on our part at that point in time, basically canceling the loan. So we have not taken formal action at this point in time. I'm anticipating that. I am only one of four board members, so I should not presume what my other board members will do. But that will be the agenda item.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm delighted to see you have a quorum. I would like to congratulate the chair for volunteering for four more years. Only someone with a great deal of integrity, responsibility, and incredible endurance would want to do this for another 4 years. So, Mr. Young, congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm delighted to see that you've been reappointed. Several things. In terms of actions for next year, as far as the State Water Board is concerned, we will be dealing with a number of TMDLs. We probably anticipate about 150 will come before us. So that's a rather large volume that we are looking at. That was the latest that we heard from US EPA Region 9. That's what's on their docket at this point in time. Aside from that, we will also be reviewing the new 303D list, of the list that basically categorizes the impaired water bodies. We have two hearings scheduled for that. Next Tuesday, which I believe is the 6th of December in Sacramento, we will be having a public forum on the 303D list to hear any public comment. And then on January the 5th in Pasadena, California at the Hilton, we will be doing the same for the Southern California constituents. In addition, next Wednesday, December the 7th, we will be having a hearing on 316B, which is the regulations regarding once-through cooling for the 21 power plants up and down the state of California. We will be reviewing the proposal to reduce by 60% to 90% the impingement and entrainment of marine fauna that are being drawn into the waters that are used for cooling. We've had one public comment period on that already at Laguna Beach a couple of months ago, and this is the opportunity, again, for stakeholders in Northern California to give us some of their feedback. The third thing I wanted to mention was septic systems, and I think this board has some passing knowledge in terms of septic systems. I think, as most of you know, I think in the year 2000, there was a bill, 885, Lori, help me if I've gotten the number wrong, that basically laid down some new parameters in terms of on-site waste disposal systems. There are approximately 1.2 million of these systems in the state of California at this point in time. Regretfully, many of them have never been inspected, and we certainly don't know the condition of them. James Giannopoulos yesterday did a dry run at Region 4 in the morning for over an hour as to the latest proposals. We had put out tentative regulations last January. We went through a series of 5 workshops. We received a lot of public comments. And based upon those public comments, the staff has proposed some modifications to the regulations. The State Board itself has not yet formally seen these. We will be seeing them on the 9th, a week from today, and we will be taking action at that point in time. If indeed there is an agreement by the State Board at that point, we will then be putting out revised regulations along with a final EIR. And if all goes well, we would hope by October of 2006, in other words, less than a year from now, we will have final regulations that will be implemented. And therefore, we will be looking at a fairly different system than we have now. I don't want to, again, presume what the State Board will do. I can tell you that these new proposals require inspections of all on-site septic systems at least once every 5 years, or alternatively at the point of sale. They also, in some cases, will require monitoring of wells if indeed there is suspicion that the wells have been contaminated because they are near to septic systems. And there are also some rather stringent regulations about septic systems that are within 600 feet of impaired water bodies. So I'm not going to go through all the details now, but that's kind of a general overview of what we are looking at. We have received lots and lots of comments. There has been great public input into this. The reason for having one more hearing on this next Friday is to give the county health officers an opportunity to express their views, because under some of the proposed regulations, they would be playing a fairly large part in terms of implementing these regulations. Finally, in terms of the WQCC, our annual or semi-annual get-together for all board members, that's the 9 regional boards as well as the State Board, so that's 81 members plus 5, 86 members. We had a meeting, I guess, about 2 months ago, fairly well attended. This is your meeting. It is not our meeting. We very much want ideas as to how we can improve that, how we can improve our communication, what you would like to accomplish at the next meeting, where you would like the next meeting held, etc. So please do send in your ideas to me or to Tam Dodak. I would very much appreciate hearing from you as to whether or not you feel it's even a beneficial exercise. None of us need to go to one more meeting, but if indeed it's something that is helpful, we would very much like to hear from you. And that's about all I have to say, but happy to answer any questions on any subject.
Any questions from the board?
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure to be here.
Good.